Brewster man was killed in a crash Wednesday evening. The Highway Patrol says motorcycle operated by 82-year-old Larry Durbin was southbound on Route 241 at the intersection with Route 93 in Tuscarawas Township just after 6 o'clock. The motorcycle went off the right side of the road, struck a ditch, and overturned onto Durbin. He was pronounced dead at Altman Hospital. Durbin was not wearing a helmet. The patrol is investigating the crash. Cancer woman behind bars accused of allowing her dog to attack a man last year. 42-year-old Moshalai Jewell was arrested Monday on a warrant charging her with dangerous or vicious animals. She's scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Court records state Jewell's dog got loose from her Kaiser Avenue Northeast home and bit a 59-year-old Canton man last May. He suffered visible injuries. Assault of a woman and her 5-year-old child have landed a Canton woman in the Stark County Jail. 26-year-old Courtney Cunningham was booked Tuesday after she was picked up on warrants charging her with assault and endangering children. According to court records, Cunningham struck the woman in the face during an argument Monday, causing visible injury. She also allegedly hit the victim's daughter and pushed her to the ground. The assault reportedly occurred in the presence of the victim's other children. Cunningham scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. The Ohio Supreme Court will determine if a North Canton ordinance requiring landlords to get inspections of rental properties is constitutional. The case concerns CF Homes. The ordinance passed by council mandates landlords register rental properties with 8 or fewer units as of January 2023. Landlords must have properties inspected by the city to ensure compliance with building and health codes. The measure was later extended to all rental properties. CF Homes refused to allow an inspection of its apartment building on North Main Street without a warrant. The city obtained one, and CF argued the inspections violated constitutional provisions against searches without probable cause. A Stark County judge ruled in June 2024 the rental ordinance is not unconstitutionally vague or overly broad. The 5th District Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the city in February. Turkey Foot Creek Creamery of Wauseon has announced a recall of pints of several flavors of ice cream due to undeclared allergens. Flavors are avalanche, chocolate peanut butter, chocolate strawberry, chocolate brownie bites, cookies and cream, cookie dough, and mocha. The affected product was distributed to stores in Canton, Cleveland, West Unity, and Arlington. All affected products have been removed from store shelves. There have been no reports of illness. However, individuals exhibiting signs or symptoms of an allergic reaction after eating Turkey Foot Creek Creamery ice cream involved in the recall should contact a physician. Anyone who's purchased the product should return it to the place of purchase to receive a refund. Sebring Village Council unanimously agreed to settle a lawsuit during a special meeting Monday. Lawmakers agreed to a $20,000 payment to the owner of a property on West Virginia Avenue. Their home was heavily damaged by a 2023 fire and demolished. The owner did not object but did take issue when the village later moved forward with demolition of the adjacent garage. The owner was not given 30 days for due process. Mayor David Wright says Sebring will pay half of the settlement. The remainder will be covered by their insurance company. Council also accepted the retirement of Police Chief Ray Harris. His final day will be October 5th. Testing of internal candidates for the job will take place next month. Legislation to allow a marijuana dispensary in Salem will be the focus of discussion by City Council. Lawmakers voted Tuesday to refer the resolution to a committee. The decision followed remarks from businessman Michael Dombrowski supporting a dispensary during the public speaks portion of the meeting. He cited the potential economic benefits for the city. Council approved a 12-month moratorium on dispensaries that took effect in January 2024. It was meant to give state and local officials time to develop regulations for the production and sale of recreational marijuana. The moratorium was later extended indefinitely. The State Department of Corrections reports the death of a Trumbull County woman. 66-year-old Marie Poling was sentenced to life in prison for the 1988 murder of her husband. She died May 20th at the Marysville Reformatory. Poling was scheduled to go before the parole board in August. She was refused parole on 6 previous occasions. Poling was convicted of shooting Richard Poling to death at their home and enlisting her lover to help dismember the body and dispose of the parts near Washington, Pennsylvania. A Mahoning County judge ruled a woman who shot a man to death 5 years ago will remain in a state mental hospital until her next mandated court hearing. Common Pleas Judge Anthony DiPolito ruled 42-year-old Jillian Russell of Youngstown not guilty by reason of insanity to an aggravated murder charge. She was accused of gunning down Marcus Turnage on Lakeview Avenue in Youngstown on Easter 2020. The Vindicator reports Russell will remain at Heartland Behavioral Health in Massillon for 2 years.